Hey coaches, welcome back. This is Coach Parker with Coaching You Football Tips and Talk Podcast. Thanks for joining me today. If you get a second, please subscribe. Podcast is up next. And remember, play for fun and winning is funner. Thanks again. Hey coaches, it's Coach Parker. How are you guys doing today? This is Coaching Youth Football Tips and Talk Podcast over at Coach Parker and youthfootballcoachingtips.com. How are you guys doing today? Today we're going to talk about choosing a youth football offense again. This is part three of the series. And this podcast, we're really going to get into the meat of the series and start talking about popular youth football offenses and how they stack up against all the variables that we've talked about. And today we're going to go through the single wing, double wing, wing T, and the I formation and kind of go through those offenses and then grade those on a variable worksheet I've put together. And so that should be interesting. Before we do that, please like, share, subscribe, comment, and all that good stuff. That really helps me out. If you want to, you can also head over to coachparker.org and check out all my playbooks, ebooks, drills, and all that good stuff. If you purchase anything over there, it supports me to bring more free youth football coaching tips to the community, so that's very helpful. And there's also a new thank you donation page over there if you just want to say thanks and donate a couple of bucks. That also helps too. So let's jump right into this thing and talk about these popular youth football offenses. And first we have up the single wing. And I think I talked about this maybe in the last episode, but we'll just go over it again so we can get through, in case you missed it, we can get through these five offenses. So what is the single wing? It's an unbalanced four back direct snap formation. Has a lot of power and misdirection. There's a lot of extra blockers at the point of attack, including a quarterback, since the single wing really doesn't have a traditional quarterback. The strength of it is it's, you know, unbalanced misdirection. It's got the extra blocker. The weaknesses is, in my opinion, you need really two to three, maybe even four pretty average backs to run the thing, because you are running a lot more misdirection. You also need a pulling guard. It does have a shotgun snap or a squat snap, which is kind of unique. Another weakness of it, which, you know, a lot of folks run the DC sainted six plays out of this, which I think it gives it a low flexibility. I've always been able to, on defensively, beat a single wing, an unbalanced single wing team, because they've only got these six plays. So I think that's a weakness there. And of course, you've got the pulling guard and definitely all the misdirection, footwork, and handwork when you do hand off and stuff. But overall, it's a pretty easy offense for youth. You know, this is a early formation from the 1900s. Pop Warner came up with the formation. There are tons of single wing resources out there, so that's great. I've also got an ebook on it. I mean, Caesar, Reed, others have books all over the place. There's a ton of resources out on the internet, so you can check those out. Kind of the main play of the single wing is the off-tackle power play, where you've got the wing back, fullback, and blocking back all hitting basically the D-gap of an overloaded side along with the pulling guard. Then the tailback runs through. So that's kind of the main power lead play. Very simple, very easy type offense. You know, you've got the shotgun snap and your backs have to kind of be above average, but ton of resources. A lot of people run it. So, and there's a lot of good systems out there to choose from, including mine. So take a look at that if you're interested in the unbalanced single wing. So what's up next? Oh, we were going to go through the actual variables of the single wing. So let's take a look at that real quick. And I've kind of got a grade here. So we'll go through these. Age of players, I'm thinking 7U plus. Definitely need your experience of your players. I think you can get away with rookies and teaching it, but it's a little bit better if you've got a little bit more experienced players. Maturity, memory of players, it's pretty average to low, because there's, if you're running the base eight or sainted six, there's just 6 to 8 plays there. Size of players, because you're unbalanced, you can run smaller. You know, always bigger is better, but you don't have to have huge players. Size of your roster, it can be a bigger roster since you're only running a few plays. Same thing with minimum play rules. I mean, you're only running a few plays, so it's easier to teach in that system. The amount of time a week, I think you just need two practices a week and pretty much can install this. Your experience and assistant experience, your offensive guy, I think you can be rookies. I think you can learn this fairly quickly. Although, of course, if you've got a year of football under you, it helps. A lot of rec leagues team run this. Same thing as competition. Rec to high-end teams will run it even in high school. So it's a very well-known and popular offense. It's pretty much good against all the defenses if you know how to run it. So there is some stuff there going on that you can do. So you don't really need to worry about what kind of defense you're facing. Although a gap 8 and a 70 defense will give you some trouble, which is what I use against it. It is a shotgun type snap, so that can cause some issues. Size of lineman, small to big, whichever works. The blocking calls are definitely simple with guard or angle blocking. You don't have to pull, but a lot of folks really want you pulling in it in their system. So yes, there is pulling linemen. Is there multiple shifts or motion? Not really in the base play, so I think you're good there. Quarterback skills, you really don't have a quarterback, but there is a lot of footwork with misdirection and where to go and kind of how to do these counter plays. So there's some stuff there. Minimal passing capability since you're not real. This is more of a run-focused offense. Your speed of your team and your running backs can be average to low. You know, it's always good to have a fast back, but you don't need it because it's more of a power misdirection. That's the type of offensive it is. Versatility and flexibility. I would say it's not really all that versatile or flexible because you're just running basically these six plays. If you get off of those, there is some versatility to it, where you can kind of spread out a little bit and run some jet, but that's a whole nother kind of system going on there. Is the system easy to learn and execute? Yeah, I would say it's easy. Are there a lot of available materials and playbooks? Yes. So I scored this a 33 out of my system, and I haven't really added up to see what the highest score is, but a low score is good. So this scored one right now is in second place, just behind, it's actually in third place, just behind the Beast and the I formation amongst these five formations to learn. So, and it's 1 or 2 points off of those. So this is a fairly simple offense to learn. So let's now jump into the double wing. And the double wing is another Pop Warner formation from the early 1900s that he invented along with the single wing. I like it a lot, actually, but we're going to talk about the double wing offense. And when you say the double wing offense, a lot of folks are talking about the double tight, double wing, Don Markham, Jerry Valiton, Jack Gregory, Hugh Wyatt type of double wing offense, where it's a very unique system. It's kind of double wing T power formation with a lot of misdirection, heavy ball control, overwhelming pounding ground game. It was invented in, I think, in the 70s by Don Markham. And it's almost a religion with these guys, even so much more so maybe than the single wing. These guys are really diehards when they run it. I've coached with a couple of guys that run it. It is a great little offense if you get everybody on the same page, but it does take some time to get it all working. So what exactly is the double wing? I think I've already given it to you, but it's a double tight four back misdirection offense with a lot of power. Strength is the power of the misdirection in the system and series of plays that you run. To me, the weakness is you've got to be a diehard to learn the system. You need four pretty good running backs. They don't have to have a lot of speed, but a lot of footwork and maturity and experience works. And there are multiple O linemen that will be pulling in this thing. A lot of guard tackle pulls. There is some good angle blocking, but you've really got to work on it. So if you're a new coach trying to figure things out, this offense is not going to be that easy. I mean, I just saw some rookie coach post over into the double wing forum, and one of the administrators over there said, yeah, you know, this is an offense you really have to study and work on if you're a coach. So I would agree to that because I run a form of it. I'm more Pop Warner, Wing T-ish, kind of Dale Wiener type of double wing versus the double tight double wing. The main play in this is a double tight double wing toss play to the C gap with the guard tackle pull. So it's where the quarterback is also blocking. So pretty much power offense, and it really helps when you have some bigger people that can block and know what they're doing. So I really think, again, as I said, you need a skilled backfield to run it. The double wing, like I said, is really a Don Markham kind of invention from the 70s. A great book I've read is called The Toss by Jerry Voliton, and Jack Gregory has got some stuff out for youth, and I've also got a double wing formation book out, which is on my website that you can take a look at. So all of those folks, if you're really into it, and also head over to the Facebook double wing groups, will give you a lot of information on how to run the double wing. So there's a ton of resources out there for it, but let's get into what I think the variables are and give it a grade real quick. I know I've kind of gone around on it a little bit, but let's talk about it. So the double wing, double tight double wing, Don Markham, Jack Gregory, Hugh Wyatt, Jerry Voliton style of offense here. Age of players, I really think for rec, you almost need a 9U team. If you've got a select travel group with really good experienced players, you can probably get away with 8U, but you have to already know the offense and understand all the ins and outs of it. I would also say the experience of players, I'm saying, are average to above because there's a lot of motion and footwork and skills that are happening there. The maturity, memory of players needs to be kind of high. Although you're running maybe 12 plays or so, I still think because there's a lot of moving parts, you got to be careful. Your size of players, I really believe you need some bigger players to run it because you're putting a lot. It's a power kind of thing. So, but you can get away with some average players if they know how to block. Size of your roster, I think it's going to be harder if your minimum play rules and you've got a lot of players on your team and you're having to rotate that through this offense, that's going to become an issue because everybody's got to learn these ins and outs. And the same thing that goes with this is the amount of practice time per week. I think you've got to have at least 3+ practices a week to really pull this thing off. When I run my version of it, which is more of a spready type wing T, double wing versus a tight, I like to have 3+ practices versus just 2. Your coaching experience and your assistant coaching experience, I think you've got to at least have a year or two under your belt before you try this thing, because I know, I guess I tried it about my fourth season, and it was still difficult that first season to get it all going. The second season was much easier, so there's that. Rec versus select, I think you can't do it in rec, but I think it's a great offense for a select travel team. Same thing with competition. This thing really works with higher competition if you've got that skill set, so that's good. Type of defenses, I mean, I think you could run it against anyone. It's not as good against, you know, defenses that stack the line of scrimmage, so pay attention there. Type of snap, it's under center, so that's a help, but the quarterback is doing a lot of footwork, so remember that. Size alignment, I like them a little bigger because I'm running power. Blocking skills, fairly simple with TKO, SAB, maybe some God stuff there, angle. Pulling linemen, yes, there's a lot, so that's going to be more difficult. Multiple shifts and motion, there is a lot of motion. There is some shifts with wing on, wing off, but not too much. But there is a lot of motion. Your quarterback skills, I think his hands and footwork skills need to be really good. He's spinning around and doing all kinds of goofy stuff, so that's higher. Passing capabilities are minimal because you're really not passing out of this thing, although there are passing. Speed of your running backs, I mean, it's always nice to have a speedy back in there if you're going to run a sweep, but you don't really need it. Number of top running backs, I think you need 2 or 3, maybe even all 4 of them need to kind of know what they're doing. This is a power misdirection offense. Versatility and flexibility of it, I don't think To me, I don't think it's the way in the double tight double wing in this little offense. I don't think it's flexible or has a lot of versatility. I mean, you've got just the standard set of plays. They're so tight. I find it along with the single wing that it's easy to defend. That's just me, but I don't like it as much in this double tight double wing style. But there are a ton of coaches that run it and love it and do it effectively. So there's that. Is it an easy system to learn, install, and execute? I would say no, it is not. It is difficult to do. And it takes about a year to really kind of perfect it. And you've got to study it and work on it. And your players have to study it and work on it. Is there a ton of materials and resources and playbooks? Heck yes. I've got a book. Everybody's got a book out there. There are a lot of great resources and forums, like I said before, to take a look at. This offense gets a score of 45, which is 12 points higher than the unbalanced single wing. So, yeah, you've got to have a little bit more experienced team. I would not try it as a rookie coach without having run an offensive system before. But if you're a coach that's very confident, you've been in a double wing, you understand the double tight double wing offense, maybe you played in one, that gives you a heads up. So if you're confident in doing, then you can go for it. But just know your players are going to have a little bit higher learning curve than the unbalanced single wing here and maybe some of the other offenses. So that's it with the double tight double wing. Let's jump in now to the wing T offense, which is a really cool offense. I didn't know much about the wing T until I wrote my wing T book here recently and really got into it, and much to my surprise, I think a lot of us are probably running a lot of wing T series and schemes and things that don't even really know it from the eye and split backs and things like that. So it was an interesting research project, and the book is great. And I really think the wing T for older teams is a nice offense. It is a run heavy, misdirection, multiple ball carrier, power run, and play action deceptive passing offense. A lot of high school teams will run the wing T or a gun T type of thing, and it works really well. You might have heard of buck sweep, fullback lead dives, belly buck, all that. That is some of the great series that are in the wing T. What is the strength of it? Well, it's very versatile, especially if you're running a lot of the different wing T series, because it's a multi-formation, multi-play series type offense. So you can do a lot of stuff. There's deceptive plays, misdirection. So that's the strength of it. Also, the weakness of it is it's got all that. You also need four good, really good running backs, along with two really good pulling guards, because you're going to do a lot of pulling and trapping. A lot of folks say you can run this with a smaller offensive line and team, which you can, but if you do that, those smaller guards have to be able to pull and trap, because that's some of the stuff that you're going to be doing. And then your backs also have to be pretty experienced. The wing T, just a little history about it, came out of the 50s from Dave Nelson and Tubby Raymond out of the University of Delaware. Dave Nelson wrote the first couple of books. I've read the originals. They're great. Tubby Raymond has a bunch of stuff out there on the internet. There's Facebook groups and everything. I think it's a great youth football offense, especially when you only use a subset of the series. But if you really want to get a lot more out of it, it's definitely kind of an offense for some older teams. Like I said, there's a ton of resources. I really like it for an older 11U, 12U group. I run a similar kind of speed thing, double wing kind of series that's in a wing T kind of format there, which I love. But I only run that really for real experienced group of set of players or older teams. So, you know, one of the big plays, like I said, is the buck sweep and also just a lead fullback kind of kick out play. So let's look at the variables and see how this thing scores out. So wing T, like I said, I think your age of your players, I think you're getting kind of close with a 9U plus. If you're a travel league, I think you could do it. 10U plus, maybe if you're rec. You really need to tone down the number of series you're going to do for this age group to kind of look at. I think experience of your players, you're going to need above average to average players. Same thing with maturity. They've got to be, you're running a lot of things, a lot of motion, a lot of jet, orbit, counters. There's a lot of stuff going on. Your quarterback has to be really good. So all that maturity, experience, and age should be high. Size of your players, you can have small players, like I said, that may not work for you because you have to pull and all of that. So think about that. Your size of your roster and minimum play rules, I think that's going to be a problem because this offense has so many moving parts. The same thing with time. I think you need 3+ practices a week. Coaches' experience and assistant experience, I think you need at least a year under your belt to kind of put this in before trying it right off the bat. Rec versus select, I would prefer to run this at a select league because I can pick the players and put them in positions I like versus trying to force it over into a rec league. Competition, you can go all the way up to high school teams are running this. They used to run it in the pros, so same thing with the defense. This thing really works against any defense because you've got all the formations and series. The snap, you are under center. I'll talk about the gun tee in another video or podcast. So we'll go through that. Size of your linemen, like I said before, can be small, but they need to trap and pull. Pulling linemen, yes. Guards have to be really good. Multiple formation shifts and motion, yes to all of those. Quarterback skills, yes, high. Footwork, hands, and passing. Passing capabilities, it's high, so need that. Speed of your running backs. When you're running jet and orbit, those guys they have to be speedy. I know that folks say you can get away with not so fast guys in the wing tee, but that's not true. I mean, the wing tee came up because University of Delaware weren't getting big linemen, but they were getting fast people. So you need a fast team to run this. It is a misdirection speed kind of offense. It also has power, but I would say it's more speed misdirection. Is it versatile and flexible? Yes, if you've got time to do all of the series and put all of that in. Is it easy to learn? I think like the double wing, it's not as easy as the single wing because there's a lot more moving parts. So I would say it's not as easy, especially if you're putting in jet and orbit. Is there a lot of materials or resources and playbooks? Yes, there's a ton of stuff out there. Like I said, I even got a wing tee book on plays over at coachparker.org. So how does the wing tee score? Well, it's a 52. And so the single wing was a 33, the double wing was a 45 and the wing tee's a 52. And I think that's mainly because it's got so much more moving parts. And I think it's an older, this offense fits an older team a little bit better or a very experienced team because you've got so much going on there with that. But I do love it. And it's a very interesting offense. And I do like the series concepts that it has, that it's multi, because I'm a big multi-formation person. And that brings us to the next offense, which is the Beast, which the Beast is in my multi-formation playbook, the Power Wing Beast offense. But what is the Beast? The Beast in its base tight set is a Yale single wing formation, which kind of came about, according to a book that I've read, as a happy accident where they were in a tee and somehow there was an audible or not, but from the huddle it said to line up close to the lineman. So they did, and then that Beast was basically formed. That Beast Yale single wing was formed where you had a quarterback and then three blocking backs lined up next to him either right or left, put a lot of blocking backs on the line of scrimmage there. That's an interesting formation. It is a unbalanced power wildcat offense with three blocking backs setting next to the quarterback. The strength of the Beast offense, well, it's pretty simple to learn at the youth level because you're basically taking a snap, which you can take under center or in shotgun, and you're basically power running with a bunch of blockers at the point of attack. So that is its strength. The weaknesses is you're relying on maybe one or two backs. And that becomes an issue if your main back gets hurt. But you can rotate a lot of backs through there, and it's simple to learn. So that's kind of a strength too, because it's easy to learn. But it really relies on one or two guys that are pretty good. It's not a very popular offense, although it is getting more popular with high school coaches. There's a couple of guys out there now that have taken to it. And the Philadelphia Eagles is running a version of it, which is kind of my middle version, called Monkey, as their quarterback sneak. So there's that. Now I'm going to talk about the Beast offense now, sort of how I run it, which is a multi-formation Beast with the three backs kind of move, and that's how we're going to grade it. So we'll do that. The main Beast play that I run in my Beast offense is the Beast tank play, which is a power play to the D gap, sort of like the single wing, where you've just got all the blockers hitting that D gap along with the running back. And so that is the main play. Is there a lot of resources on the internet? Yeah, there's more coming. There's been people writing about this Beast offense since 2008, and Wyatt Gregory, Steve Collendy, myself, Tom Flores, it's in his book. So there's a lot of resources, not as much as the other offense that we talked about earlier, but you can find a ton on my website for free and for paid, and over at my groups on Facebook and Twitter, and I'm always available. My Power Wing Beast offense has got 600 pages, so just about everything you would want on the Beast is in that book. So, like I said, the Beast is a Yale single wing offense formation. And let's take a look at the variables here and see what we think about how easy it is for youth football. Now, I am biased. And if you go to my forums and other coaches that have run it, and once they do run it, they understand basically how complex it is, but also how simple it is to implement. So it's a very easy offense, but also has more sophistication than a lot of people think. But let's get into it. I've graded it out, and here we go. Age of players, because it's basically you can do it under center and out of shotgun, either way works. There's no real best way to do it, because I run them both all the time. Is you can run this at 5U because it's very simple. It's just a snap and you've got a running back running. Experience level, rookies, maturity of players, you know, rookies, low, young age. Size of player, small. It helps if they're bigger. Size of your roster could be large because it's so easy to install. Also with minimum play rules, you can have a lot of players, and it's very simple. We're down blocking and blocking with the backs, and one back is running. So very simple. You don't need a whole lot of practice a week. I mean, you could probably practice one day a week and probably run the Beast fairly well, especially the Beast tight formation, which is the original Yale single wing, and not move into the two other main formations. Your coach's experience, assistant, and yourself as a head coach, I think you can be rookies. It's pretty easy to learn. When I installed it in 94, I had no idea what it was. We installed it and got to the playoffs with it. Can you run it in rec and select leagues? Yeah, it's really great in rec. It becomes a little tougher in select, although there are teams that run it as a package. Competition skill level can be high. We've run it against Super Bowl teams that are stacked. I was in a 12U Super Bowl with a stacked team about 5 years ago. We ran the Beast along with a package of fat and spread and won that game. So it is competition ready. Types of defenses, it'll take on any defense. Loves defenses that don't have a lot of people on the line of scrimmage. Type of snap, like I said, it can be under center or as a gun. Size of lineman, bigger is better, but you can run it with anybody because it's angle blocking and down blocks. Pulling lineman, no. So that helps. Multiple formations, yeah, it has multiple formations. in a couple of shifts, but they're fairly simple, but you don't have to run those. So there's a minimal there. Passing capabilities, minimal. Don't really need to pass. It's more of a run offense. Speed of the team doesn't need to be great. So it's just power running. Number of running backs, 1 to 2 maybe, really work well. It's a power offense. So, yep. Is it easy to learn, install, and execute? Yeah, probably the easiest, because if I get in trouble trying to run any other offense, I know if I run the beast tank play, if I can't run that play, then I probably can't run anything, because if I get in trouble, I'm going to that or beast wedge. So if I can't do those plays, I probably can't run anything against anybody. So yeah, it's easy to learn, install, and execute. Available materials, I would say not as much as the other offenses we talked about, but these are getting greater. And then my score on the beast is a 29, which is the lowest so far. So let's see, the beast is 29, unbalanced single wing is 33, double tight double wings 45, wing tee is 52. And I was going to talk about the I formation today, but I'm going to have to save that to part 4. And I'll give you the idea, the I formation scored a 32. So that's pretty close to the beast and the unbalanced single wing. So that will save till part 4 since I've gotten to 30 minutes here. So yeah, that's the end of part 3 of choosing a youth football offense. Hope you enjoyed the podcast today. This is Coach Parker with CoachParker.org and YouthFootballCoachingTips.com. Remember to play for fun and winning is funner. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and comment below. Help me out. Play for fun. Winning is funner. See you guys next time. Ciao. Thanks for joining me today. Bye-bye. Hey, thanks for joining me all the way to the end. That's much appreciated. Hey, if you get a chance, just subscribe to my podcast. That really helps a lot. And also, you can head over to CoachParker.org, my playbook store, and check out all my playbooks like the Power Wing Beast Offense, the 6-2 Multi-8 Defense, the Wildcat Spread, the Power Eye, the Double Wing, the Eye Formation, Wishbone, my drill books, my Jaws Blocking book, my Wolfpack 7-on-7. Got a lot of good stuff over there you can take a look at, and that'll help support me bring more youth football content to the youth football coaching community. And as always, remember to play for fun, and winning is funner. Thanks for joining me today. Hope to see you guys next time.